Hello and welcome to the OU's All Parsha. I'm Yitzhak Nak, and we are starting the wisdom and the commentary of the Kli Yakar on Parshas Devarim. 3,332 years ago, this week, the Meraglim returned from the land of Canaan and told the Jewish people that the land is great, but we are not going to enter it. We're not strong enough, we're not brave enough, and we cannot conquer this land. And the Jewish people so turned their back on the land, and they tell Moshe, we're not going in. And Moshe records Hashem's response in our Parsha. And he says to the Jewish people, because you refuse to enter the land of Israel, Vayishma Hashem has called Ivrechem, Vayiksof Vayishava Lemor, because you said you don't want to go in, and Hashem heard what you said, and he swore, Im yira ishban Hashem ila ador razeh, es ha'aretz ha'tova asher nishbati laseis lavoseichem. It's true. None of you will enter the land and none of you will see the land of Israel except for Kalev ben Yefunah and Yehoshua ben Nun, except for the two spies who stayed true throughout their mission. And then, in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, is a great non sequitur of the Perek. Moshe reports, Gam bi hisanaf Hashem beglalchem lemor. Also towards me, God got angry with beglalchem because of you. And he said, Gam ata lo savo sham, and you will not enter their land. Instead, Yehoshua will lead them in. And the Kli Yakar points out that this doesn't make any sense. He says, Pasuk ze yatzu rov mefarshim loko v'lo matzu tam maspik. Eich hechnis gezeras Moshe bein mamraglim. All the mefarshim ask, why is this over here? The Meraglim were punished and the Jewish people were punished. And they all die in the Midbar. But Moshe wasn't punished to not go into the land of Israel because of the Meraglim, because of the spies. Moshe, we know, didn't go into the land of Israel because of Mei Meriva, because he hit the rock in Parshas Chukas, not because of the sin of the Meraglim in Parshas Shelach. For years and years in between, Moshe was still the righteous leader of the Jewish people who should have entered the land. Why does Moshe say that beglalchem, because of you, because of your sin in the Meraglim, therefore I was not allowed to enter? And the Kli Yakar offers an unbelievable explanation. And he says, Ulefi masha perashnu lemal parshas chukas, be'inyan chid ha-mei meriva, based on what we explained back in Sefer Dvarim, she'ilu hayu Yisrael banim emun bam lo hayu mekanei emuna. Had the Jewish people been on a level that they would have believed in God, not midgets of faith, lohaya anshel shemosha gadol al shelo garm lahamina, then Moshe, years later, at Mei Meriva, when he hit the rock, Moshe would not have been punished so severely. If the Jewish people had been full believers in God, then the standard for Moshe would not have been so high. However, the Kli Yakar continues to explain. Because of the sin of the Meraglim, Moshe recognized in the Jewish people that they had changed. They were no longer on the pristine level, the experience of leaving Egypt. They were no longer the believers, the full believers in God. As we read actually in Parshas Devarim, Moshe calls to them, you no longer fully believe that Hashem will give you the land. So if Moshe now recognizes that the Jewish people are not where they need to be, their faith is not as strong, as powerful, as moving as it had been before. So now Moshe has a new role to play. He has a new mission. He needs to rebuild the faith of the Jewish people, the faith that they need to have in Hashem to go into the land. And now, years later, he faces Mei Meriva, he faces the rock, and he needs to figure out what to do. And he mishandles it, and he doesn't show the Jewish people that even a rock can bring forth water by listening to the words of God. And because Moshe had that recognition, and he couldn't create the environment that would once again foster the faith of the Jewish people. So he wasn't worthy of going into the land of Israel. The Kli Yakar says, Ki Moshe hoda b'masa meraglim, nasa biltim aminim. Moshe himself admits and understands that the Jewish people, starting with the sin of the spies, fall from their pedestal of faith. V'choshekein shahaya lo lasus in yotzas mayim in asela, be'ofen shayachzu lekadmusam be'inyan ha'amuna v'lo asa. And therefore, it was so important that when he brought forth the water from the rock, he needed to do it in a way that would restore their faith in God and in miracles. And he doesn't do that. And so Moshe doesn't go into the land. And what he means in our parsha, what he says, that because of you, because of the sin of the spies, I couldn't go into the land of Israel. He doesn't mean he was punished for that act. No, he was punished much later for the act of Memariva, for not being Mekadeshim Shemayim, for not showing the power, strength, and holiness of God when he brought forth water from the rock. But the reason that the standard was so high was because the Jewish people needed him so much, because they had fallen at the time of the spies. This Kli Yakar shows us, Moshe is telling us through the Parsha, that there's a responsibility of righteousness. When we see others who have fallen, people close to us, who are not holding themselves to the standards, the strictures, and the level that they need to, what's our response? Do we write them off? Or do we say to ourselves, how can I craft a more nurturing environment for them? How can I hold myself to a higher standard so that I'll role model, that I'll teach, I'll demonstrate the values that I want to see in them as well? Gandhi is said to have said that we need to be the change that we want to see in the world. We need to act with the way that we want others to act. There are ripples of righteousness. Moshe, at that moment, the time of Memariva, he tells us himself, should have recognized that the Jewish people needed to see a Kiddush Hashem. The Jewish people needed to be elevated. They needed to be inspired because they had fallen so deeply. They had fallen so far from the sin of the Meraglim. And Moshe, at that moment, when he's facing the rock, wasn't able to teach them that lesson. And in Moshe's mind, in our parsha, he tells us he was able to make that connection. He sees how he had fallen short. And he says to the Jewish people, you need a new leader. You need a leader of Yehoshua, a leader who sees people who may not be holding themselves to the standards that they had in the past, that the standards that they can't hold in the future. And who looks at those people and he says, I can build that environment that nurtures their faith. I can build the structures and the institutions that inspires them, so that as they step over the Yarden, as they walk into the land of Canaan and transform it into the land of Eretz Yisrael, I can teach them and I can show them and I can role model to make sure that they are inspired and elevated throughout their lives. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.